John, do you know how many Swiss Army knives there are? How many different types of Swiss Army knives they make?
No, I did not. And I saw a story where they're getting rid of the knife in the, isn't that right, in the Swiss Army knife?
They're getting rid of the blade.
Now, if you ask
in the Swiss Army knife.
When I saw this story, I tried to remember what was in a Swiss Army knife. And I remember, all right, there's a knife. There is a, tell me if I'm right on this. Isn't there a corkscrew that's in there? Is there a nail? Is there a clipper?
I think there's little scissors or some clippers. I think there's a toothpick.
Oh, okay.
That's in there.
What else?
I'm not exactly sure because there are 400 different types of Swiss Army knives. I had no idea.
I thought it was uniform.
So did I. There are 400 different types of Swiss Army knives. They target different jobs, outdoor activities, sports, and all that. And all of them, until now, have had at least one blade.
The point of the story is that the blade is being removed. Is that for all of them or just from the brand, the Swiss Army knife?
Well, the Swiss company that makes the Swiss Army knife is called Victorinox. And they're in the early stages developing the first range of bladeless products. And they says there have been a plague of knife crimes in some European countries that have led to several countries adding stricter bans on restrictions on carrying knives. And that includes Swiss Army knife. How big is the blade on a Swiss Army knife? Is what, 2 inches long?
Well, it's not big, but it's big enough to where it can inflict some damage. Can you anymore take those on airplanes, or is that
I don't think
9/11 they were outlawed, but then I don't know if there was a after a period of 10 years where they decided, all right, you can bring those things back on again.
I'm not sure about the airplanes, but I saw one of the saddest scenes I've ever witnessed at a Mariners game with this old dude. We're coming in the Mariners game, we're getting ready to go up those steps there. Right as you come in, and the lady says, he empties his pockets, and this guy's probably 80-something, John, and he's got a Swiss Army knife, and the lady says, oh, well, you can't bring that in. And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do with it? And she goes, well, you can either rent a locker here and put it in the locker, or you can take it back to your car, or you can throw it away. And the guy's like, I've had this for 60 years. And she's like, you can't bring it in here. And he's like, it's a Swiss Army knife. And she says, you can't bring it in here. I'm sorry either. And he looked back at me like, you got to be kidding me. And then he just took it and tossed it into her little box and, to throw away. And his wife just kind of like massaged his hand and they walked on in. And that guy was crushed.
He got rid of it?
Yes. He was crushed too. I mean, the old dude wasn't going to turn around and walk back to his car. And I didn't think he was too interested in like getting a locker for it or something. So he just gave it up. What is that old dude going to do with a Swiss Army knife?
He should have just backed out of there and then, put it in his shoe or something and then go in a different entrance point.
That's probably, what he should have done, but he just didn't want to fuss with it. And I was like, man, that guy, he said something like, I thought he said 60 years he'd had that thing. And he just gave it up.
They probably sell something in the souvenir shop, whether it's a bottle opener or something that's just as sharp as that or almost could be weaponized in some way.
I don't know if I've had a Swiss Army knife in a long time, but like the next iteration of that or the next step up, one of those Leathermans and stuff, those are some of the greatest tools ever invented. Have you ever had a Leatherman?
No, I've not.
Swiss Army knife on steroids.
I have. I have something like the, not a Leatherman, but Swiss Army knives in my junk drawer, just different things that were given to me over the years.
Those things are great. I mean, I got two or three of those, but you wouldn't be able to bring that into anywhere either. But they're going to make the bladeless Swiss Army knife.
And they're doing that because of Europe? Because in Europe,
they say that there have been stricter bans and restrictions on carrying knives due to a plague of knife crimes. And they say no specifics on the new bladeless knives or when they'll be available. But they'll act more as tools, whereas a blade isn't required. So, I don't know. I guess they make versions for cyclists, golfers, things like that, little probably Allen wrenches and stuff that are in there.
Now, we can Google this, but why do you suppose it's the Swiss Army knife? Is this the Swiss Army, was this all they had back in the day? They did not have fire like everybody in the Swiss Army. They were armed with these contraptions. That was it. We cannot give you guys rifles. We cannot give you hand grenades.
Here's your basic, what you get.
This is what you're going to war with.